Fred Durst?
He's like Iggy.
Oh, you are sorely mistaken. I
play something from $3 Bill, y'all.
What is that?
That's the landmark Limp Bizkit album.
Limp Bizkit? Oh my God! I mean,
wait, you don't agree that those are the most crucial grooves you've heard since Funkadelic?
What, Limp Bizkit grooves? Yeah, absolutely.
It's like the ultimate cross between Funkadelic and Rob Tyner.
Yeah, no, I don't agree at all.
Oh, you do not deserve a radio show.
CITR 101.9 FM, your crucial groove station.
It's just a lot of BS. A whole lot of BS. It's just a lot of BS. A whole lot of BS. I'm going to tell you a story.
The Standells with their song Dirty Water, a tribute to Boston and the Charles River. And I couldn't help but play a little bit of a tribute to Boston and the Boston Red Sox, who have very surprisingly moved on to the American League Championship Series. So they'll be taking on Houston starting tomorrow. And I try to avoid too much baseball talk on this here radio show, but it's a very surprising result for the Red Sox. So I did want to play a little song as a nod to them. I think they're going to lose to Houston, but I hope not. I hope they go on to make it to the World Series, but we shall see. Sorry for all the Canucks fans there who are having like anxiety hearing that song. I think the Bruins use it as well when they win. So sorry about that. Bruins will always beat the Canucks. That's just the way it is. On today's show, first of all, I should say you're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, coming to you from traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam people. And on today's show, we have some brand new music from Molly Nilsson, very exciting. Kate LeBon, very exciting. some new Dinner, a Danish band I've played a couple times, some new Hand Habits, and previewing a show that's happening tomorrow night at Redgate. But we'll start off with Molly Nelson. She has a new album coming out called Extreme, and this new first single off of it is called Absolute Power. I think Molly Nelson is feeling very imperial these days, and she's at the height of her powers, as well she should. Here is Molly Nelson from Berlin.
Black hole at the center of the galaxy. We are versus you. Vancouver Outsider Arts Festival returns for its fifth year, featuring over 50 artists, including performances, a visual art exhibition, and art workshops. Admission is free and open to all ages, with doors open from Friday, October 15th until October 17th at the Roundhouse on Pacific and Davie Street in Yaletown. Save the date and come support local artists facing social exclusion and other barriers. The Vancouver International Film Festival wraps up on Monday, but there's still plenty of time to catch a film in cinemas around Vancouver or online on the festival's streaming platform, VIFF Connect. Student tickets are just $10. To explore the 2021 program and purchase tickets, visit VIFF.org.
Disco, plastic headphones.
All right, that was Jennifer O'Connor with the title track from her new record, Born at the Disco. And Jennifer O'Connor, formerly on Matador Records, has been active for since around 2000 and has played and recorded with Yola Tango and Dump and a bunch of other great bands. Not someone I had heard of before, but I really like that song. Before that, we heard Kate LeBon from her forthcoming record, just announced, called Pompeii. That was the song Running Away. And Kate LeBon also recently announced a tour that she's going to be doing with Megabog, which is pretty killer. They are going to be in Seattle in February, so I don't know. Am I going to be ready to travel by then? Will my mixed vaccine status allow me to travel? I'm not sure, but if you are in the Seattle area, I would recommend buying tickets when they go on sale tomorrow, because that will be a great show. And maybe they'll add a Vancouver date by then. I saw there's a bit of wiggle room on either side of that date, so it's possible. And at the top, we heard Molly Nelson from the forthcoming record, Extreme. That was the song Absolute Power. Dinner are a band from Denmark. They put out a record a couple years ago that I quite liked, and they have a new one. I think it comes out tomorrow. It's called Dreamwork. And this particular song is called Connection and features folk pop singer Molly Birch. So here we go. Here is Denmark's Dinner. It's pickled herring. Here we go. Here it is. There you go.
Light that you give up, I know what you mean. You see things that I don't see. Signs mean nothing. Wingless birds in heightened harmonies change. You feel
Everything is star, star of the King of Kings.
That was Tough Age from the brand new split 7-inch that they have with Dumb. That was the song Giuseppe Pizzeria. And that split 7-inch is called Pizza Punks, a tribute to or celebrating the comic series by Cole Pauls. And a great song. And Tough Age are going to be playing at Redgate tomorrow. And I'll talk about that in just 1 minute. I'll just finish announcing the songs. Before Tough Age, we heard Lucy Dacus from her new record, Home Video. That was the song First Time. Lucy Dacus was supposed to play in town a couple weeks ago, but canceled the show, I think, due to COVID precautions. So hopefully she'll be back before too long. Before that, we heard LA's Hand Habits. That was the song Clean Air from the album Fun House. Before that, we heard a new record from Hassan Lee of the band Cult Babies and formerly Bleeding Hearts. And it looks like he just has a new record out called Immolation Pose. And it sounds like it's sort of an ambient instrumental album. But yeah, always nice to hear music from Hassan. And that was the song Culture Ship. At the top, we heard Dinner with the song Connection. So I mentioned the Tough Age show. It's going to be tomorrow night at Redgate. Advance tickets are sold out. There's pretty limited supply, but there are going to be a few spots available at the door. So get down there early if you're going to go. And it's a release party for Tough Age for their album from last year. Also, Wares put out an album called Survival and never had a proper release party. And so the label mates are going to be together. Both of those records came out last year on Mint Records. Mint Records also just announced that they've signed Kamikaze Nurse. So that's pretty cool. They've been recording. And so hopefully we'll see something from them very soon. Also on the bill tomorrow night is the fantastic Nonla. And Dan from Nonla put out the record Not in Love last so February 2020, Valentine's Day 2020, and so he'll round out the bill. So let's give a listen to some Wares and some Nonla. This is the song Tether from Survival, and this is Wares from Edmonton, I think. I'm pretty sure it's Edmonton. Okay, here we go.
Towards a closet door. TransCare BC works to enhance the coordination of trans health services across the province and offer expanded health services to support transgender communities. They are doing this by developing gender-affirming client-centered models of service, ensuring access to gender-affirming and supportive healthcare that is equitable and available, and supporting network development to make sure trans and gender-diverse individuals, their families, and healthcare providers have access to information, resources, and support. Check out phsa.ca to learn more about this program and lend your voice to help create an inclusive and supportive system for trans members of our community.
Hey, why are you so sad today?
My succulent died.
Can you even kill those things?
It's okay. There's a Dead Succulent Haunt episode every Thursday at 5 p.m. here on CITR to help your plants grow and to help you mourn those you've lost.
Come on, let's go start some cuttings and listen to Dead Succulent Haunt with Everly on CITR 101.9.
That was Nanla from the album Not In Love. That was the song Your Man. And before that, we heard Wares with their song Tether from the album Survival. That's going to do it for this episode of Dunkin' Donuts. Thanks so much for tuning in. Hope you're hanging in there and have a cozy plan for this weekend if you're not going to that Redgate show. I'm going to close out with a song for my pal Andy. It was his birthday yesterday, and I asked him if he had any requests, and he has gotten really into The Residents, which is not a band I have any familiarity with, so I really appreciated his recommendation or his request. I just think of Eyeballs in Top Hats, but they are much more than that, and they've been around since the early 70s. So we're going to hear a song from an album that was recorded in 1974 called Not Available, that came out in 1978. And this is the song Part Two, The Making of a Soul. It's a long one, so it's the last song of the day. Don't think we'll get through it all, just because I want to make sure that Cushy Radio is on up on time. So stay tuned for that. And thanks so much for listening. I will see you next Thursday. Bye.
caddy you met, then left from there to college. She took along a porcupine whose name was known as Knowledge. Now their relationship was fraught with pangs of loving hunger. The porcupine could question all, but all she knew was slumber.
So she shut him out, then left the pout to bleed upon the snow.